You gonna read with us this morning? Gonna read some out of the 49th chapter of the book of Psalms. Psalms 49. Forty-ninth chapter, going to start with the first verse. It says, "Hear this, all you people, give ear, all you inhabitants of the world, both low and high, rich and poor, together. My mouth shall speak of wisdom, and the meditation of my heart shall be of understanding. I will incline mine ear to a parable. I will open my dark saying upon the harp. Wherefore should I fear in the days of evil, when the iniquity of my heels shall compass me about? They that trust in their wealth and boast themselves in the multitude of their riches, none of them can by any means redeem his brother, nor give to God a ransom for him. For the redemption of their soul is precious, and it ceaseth forever. That he should still live forever and not see corruption. For he saith that wise men die, likewise the fool, and the brutish person perish and leave their wealth to others. Their inward thought is that their houses shall continue forever, and their dwelling places to all generations. They call their lands after their own names. Nevertheless, man, being in honor, abideth not. He is like the beasts that perish. This their way is their folly. Yet their posterity approve their saying, Selah. Like sheep they are laid in the grave. Death shall feed on them, and the upright shall have dominion over them. In the morning, and their beauty shall consume in the grave from their dwelling. But God will redeem my soul from the power of the grave. For he shall receive me, Selah. Be not thou afraid when one is made rich, when the glory of his house is increased. For when he dieth, he shall carry nothing away. His glory shall not descend after him. Though while he lived, he blessed his soul, and men will praise thee when thou diest well to thyself. He shall go to the generation of his fathers. They shall never see light. Man that is in honor and understandeth not is like the beast that perisheth." Now, maybe correctly reading, that's reading the entire chapter of the 49th chapter of the book of Psalms. We know here that David was making mention about man that, in other words, boasted of himself and thrived on himself. He said he's going to perish. But he made mention that he wasn't going to be like that, that the Lord would redeem his soul from the grave. That ain't what I'm going to preach on this morning. This chapter sort of stuck with us. There's some comparison to this that we're about to get into. So you just bear with us for just a few minutes. The 42nd chapter of the book of Psalms, the very first verse says, "As the hart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God." As the hart panteth after the water brooks, he said, my soul panteth after thee, O God. There's a lot of things in this world, and most things that people are searching for and seeking for and looking after that will not satisfy the soul. There's people today, my friend, that thinks that all that they possess and all that they have is their blessings from God. But the fact of it is where the soul pants after God, or whether or not the heart is right with the Lord. You might say, preacher, I don't see how that has anything to do with anything. Well, folks are following after the wrong thing. My heart panteth, my soul panteth after God, just like the heart does that of the water's brooks. There's no pasture land across this land that has cattle or horses or any other type animal, my friend, in it that does not have trails that leads to the water's brooks, leads to the water hole. Whatever, it doesn't matter. You can look, you can ride around, and brethren, I've seen some beautiful pastures, and brethren, but they've got trails in them. And those trails, my friend, go to one of two spots. They'll go to the feed trough, or they go to the water brook. One or the other, that's what they're after. That's what they follow after. Brethren, we're following after something. My friend, we most certainly are. There's not anything in this world, brethren, that our soul will be satisfied like that from the Lord. It takes the Lord to satisfy your soul. It most certainly does. Man was made that way. Man can't, my friend, satisfy himself. Man cannot redeem himself. It takes the Lord, my friend, for man to be completely satisfied today. It most certainly does. You might say, preacher, there's people living around this world that they seem happier than I am. You know, a lot of times, this is something that David, my friend, had a problem with, and David looked out, many be the time. But brethren, he went to the house of God, and God showed him the end of the wicked. My friend, he didn't fret no more over the wicked. No, he didn't. There's no reason this morning, my friend, that me and you can't have the peace and the glory that God, my friend, has for us. For us as individuals. For us this morning. I'm going to be honest with you. My friend, there's a lot of folks, my friend, that are thirsting to death, and they can't find water, brethren, because they're looking in the wrong place. Did you know today that it's just like the song that she sang just a few minutes ago. I'm going to have to take my time this morning. If I went on my feelings, my friend, I don't know which way I'd go, but it wouldn't be this way. I'll just be honest with you. Brethren, she sang the song. You really want to know, you know, people are in a hurry. They're in a hurry to get somewhere. You get in the vehicle and you don't drive 55 or 60, they'll run over you. They'll just push you. You get on the interstate, if you ain't running about 85 or 90, they'll push you. Push. Get around. They're in a hurry to get somewhere. I wonder this morning, how many of us got in a hurry to come to the house of God? Think about it. Think about it. What she sang this morning, it's a bubbling. It's a bubbling. It's a bubbling in my soul. Preacher, I ain't got that kind of bubbling. Brethren, when Jesus got the woman at the well, brethren, he told her, if you know who this is, he said, you'd ask me of a drink of water that you never thirst again. Did he say it'd be a bubbling? No. He said it'd be a spring bubbling up. Did he not? Bubbling, overflowing. Brethren, you can't stop a spring this morning. It'll come out somewhere. It'll come out somewhere. You know, it's always amazed me. It really has. It's always amazed me how you can go to the mountains and I don't care how high you get, my friend, you'll find water coming out of a rock. Yes, sir. You can get just tall and tall and taller and brother, that water still runs out of a rock. Woo! Glory! We need some folks, my friend, to get the bubbling, brethren, and it don't never stop. You can't stop it. Can you? You can't stop it. You say, preacher, I just don't bubble all the time. Well, there's a bubble in there. Yeah. If you know the Lord, if God has ever saved you, my friend, there's something bubbling in your soul. You can cap it if you want to. But brethren, it's going to come out. You know that? Preacher, I don't have that kind. Well, you ain't got it. You hear me? You ain't got it. My friend, that's the kind you got to have. Brethren, that kind that springs up, thank God, makes no difference what comes your way. Woo! Woo! Listen. Woo! Listen. Woo! Glory to God! You can't, brethren, stop that of the spring of God if it's in you. Can't stop it. Can't cover it up. It'll come out somewhere. These folks, our daughter, her husband lives in a little place and they've got a place down there that they can't mow but about once or twice a year, because there's just a little bit of a spraying down there. Huh? And you know what? When you don't make it an outlet, my friend, it finds an outlet. It spreads. Spreads. Glory! Glory! Hallelujah! There's something in us, brethren, that needs to bubble just ever now again. Don't it? I've never been over Yellowstone. Never seen them old fountains. You know why they spout off? Do you know why they spout off? Do you know why they keep coming up? Glory to God! It's in their steam, and it's gonna come out, my friend. Woo! 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 Some way, sometime, somehow, brethren, we need to get the cap off this thing. As a heart paineth after the waters brooked. I thought one time, I was sitting in the woods deer hunting. And I was going to have to cut it short because we had conference that night. And I was sitting there and I normally hunt in a tree stand. I never did just like sitting on the ground. No, I don't know why, but I didn't. And I sat down. And behind me was a bunch of turkeys. I got a point to it, so you bear with me. Bunch of turkeys behind me just rattling off and distracting me. And I was turned around looking over that little knob where I was sitting on, trying to find where they was exactly at. And I turned around, here come a deer. He's done well on his way, right straight toward me. Looked like he was looking pretty much at me. So I sat real still. And off on my left was a little old clove out place. Like a horseshoe, but it was a big one. Had a trail. I'd done scouted it out. His trail all the way around the edge of that horseshoe. That deer went right in there. And I couldn't see over. My heart got to painting. Because I thought then myself, I said, hey, he's on that trail. He's going to go right around. I got him right over. I turned and I had everything ready. He got lined up with me and he started horning a bush. And that thing just a-rattling. Little old sapling about that big. My heart got painting a little more. He quit and I said, well, it won't be long. I was ready. And I was just like this right here. And that rascal, what happened? He got a hold of that tree and he come right around, back out, and turned that head, looked straight at me. And I was turned this way. My heart really got to racing. And I got thinking, well, if I turn, I said, he's gone. But he sat there longer than I could handle it. You know what I mean? It just got faster and it got faster. Preacher, it don't work that way. Well, it did with me. And sure enough, I couldn't hold no longer. I swung around. When I did, he'd gone. Now, I shot three times. I didn't hit nothing, but he was running. And the Lord spoke to me about as fast as he left. You know what he asked me? He said, does your heart pain after me like it did that deer? That's what he asked me. You know what? That's a good question. That's a good question. Preacher, I don't see how the Lord can use things like that. I got news for you. God knows how to get your attention. He does. He knows how to get your attention. As the heart paineth. He compared it to a heart, a deer. He compared it. As the heart paineth for the water's brooks, my soul paineth after thee, O God. My soul paineth after thee, O God. If you're one of the Lord's, my friend, there is absolutely a direct connection between you and the Lord. You don't have to go through anybody else. You don't have to ask anybody else. No, you don't. Why did he tell the woman at the well, if you'd have just asked of me, I'd have give you water? Springing up. I believe it goes on and say that she said, Lord, ever give me this water. But she didn't know. She had no clue. Brethren, she had never heard about that water. She never knew. But brethren, she knew that day that something was different in her life. Something. She ran, did she not? Left her water pot. You know the scripture. Went on into the city. And what did she tell them? We heard it preached here not long ago. What'd she tell them? Come and see. Come and see. A man told me all things ever I did. Is not this the Messiah? Folks, I'm going to tell you something. You get acquainted with the Lord, you have a relationship with the Lord, you can't help but to bubble over sometime in your life. Sometime. You may not stay. You might not stay in such a place. You might not be in such a manner, my friend, to where you're shouting your whole way through. It might be, my friend, that you go through hard times, hard trials. You may go through terrible things, but I want you to know that the river, the stream, will not stop today. It'll continue to flow. You look. They may be times. I love to go to the mountains. I don't mind telling you. I love riding around. I've never been a time. Now, I've been where it might have been low, but I've never been a time, my friend, but what them rivers and them creeks wouldn't run in. They'll run. Again, they'll run high to low. Don't they? Right down them mountains. Yeah, running. Sometimes you can get to places, my friend, that it looks like they're just still. There ain't no movement. But you get in it, you'll find out you'll move. You'll find out that it's flowing. Is that not the way? Is that not the way, my friend, we found our Christian life? Is that not the way we found, my friend, that water that we don't thirst no more? Not for that. That's satisfied. I long for Him, and I knew not what I longed for. I searched for Him, and I knew not what I searched for. But when I found Jesus, then I searched no more. Glory! He satisfied the longing in my soul. He'll satisfy you. Satisfied. Satisfied. The Scripture teaches us, my friend, that He will. Bible says that He'll satiate. Same word as saturate. He'll satiate your soul. He even said that He made all the deserts and all them plains. He said He made them well-watered gardens. Bible says, I believe it's over in the days of Ezekiel, that He said that He saw a river. He saw a stream come out from the house of God. He said it was off the right side of the altar coming out of the east. And it ran down through, and He said it was water that I could wade in. Yes, sir. He said then the water got up to the knees. He said then the water got up to the loins. Listen, you ain't gonna stop the flow that God has given you. You ain't gonna stop it. We shouldn't be able to stop it. Why, preacher, I keep a cap on mine. I got it, but it's just mine. It's yours to share. It is. It's yours to share. There's more to this thing, my friend, than just living by yourself. Do you know that? There is. There's a stream. Oh, Ezekiel said after a while it became a river to swim in. That river, my friend, it said wheresoever that river went, it brought life. Brethren, it don't bring death. It brings life this morning. Don't you need a drink? Don't you need a drink? Don't you just need to take the top off? Don't you just need, my friend, for that water to flow? You know, there's a place called the Dead Sea. And the reason that it is dead, the reason that it's a stagnant pool. All the dredge and all the filth and everything that comes off the water, my friend, winds up in the dead. What's it doing dead? Got nowhere for the water to go. Nowhere for the dredge to go. Nowhere. It's the end. It has no outlets. No outlets. You want to get a stagnated life? My friend, you start living for yourself, my friend, and you'll absolutely die. Why, preacher? There ain't enough fresh water coming. There ain't enough flow through. You hear me? I know this morning this is a simple message, but I'm just going to be honest with you. There's a lot of times that we've absolutely tried to cap the spring when the Lord would want you to let it flow.
Let it go. Let it flow. There's nothing, my friend, in this world wrong with worshiping God and serving God and have a bubbling spirit about you. There's nothing wrong with that. I'm not talking about, you say, preacher, I've seen people, they just happy all the time, happy all the time, happy all the time. I ain't saying you got to be that way, but I'm going to tell you one thing. When the spring wants to overflow, just let it overflow. Just let it go. Does your heart paint after the Lord like the heart paints after the water's brooks? Does it? I'll bring my remarks to a close. That's going to be the message. I know this morning, without a doubt, we're living in a world, my friend, and it just didn't start yesterday, but we're living in a world, brethren, that's trying to find their peace, and they're trying to make their way, and they're trying to live their religion. There's a man on the radio who talked a little bit about religion this morning, and I thought about the song that old Joseph Habedak's got out. It's not a new one. It's been out a while. And he talks about it. It's worth listening to. He talks about religion ain't working anymore. Religion ain't working anymore. Listen. You've got to have the right kind of religion. Do you know that? A lot of folks don't like this old heartfelt stuff. You know why they don't like this old heartfelt stuff? Because they can't live like they want to and get by. They ain't getting by, but they think they are. Ain't that what the verses said that I read to you? He said they think they're just living right on. Just going to live and continue forever. I know people like that, don't you? I know folks believe they're just going to live forever. Don't have no wonder about what's going to happen after a while. Don't have no wonder. Don't have no even thought, brethren, about after a while. And I'm going to tell you something. Your religion ain't going to work. It takes a born-again experience between you and the Lord Jesus Christ. And then I'm going to tell you, I can't help it. I can't help who you are. We all ain't the same, but I'll guarantee you one thing. It will put a spring in you. It will. Things will change. It'll come to life. Won't it? Old Frank Owens, he wasn't no big shouter. Did you know that? I don't know many folks as humble as Frank Owens. I'm honest. He'd get up and testify, Robert, and them old rivers start running. Yes, sir. He couldn't help it. Huh? Couldn't help it. Why, preacher? Bubbling. Woo! Bubbling. It might not run out like a geyser, but folks, it's going to run out somewhere. If you know the Lord. Preacher, you putting me on the spot. Truth of it is, you need to be put on the spot. Have you got a spring just bubbles up every now and again? Maybe you don't even know why. Have you ever looked around, my friend, sometimes and just thought, well, I ain't even worthy to be here? Well, you might not be, but the Lord thinks so. He'll start churning. Yes, sir. He'll start churning. He'll get something in there, brethren, and after a while, it starts bubbling. Huh? Then you get what I call the can't help it. Yes, sir. Can't help it. Thank God it's coming. It's coming. Yes, sir. It's a moving. If you didn't have what they call shutoffs in your water system, my friend, it would run all the time. All the time. Unless you run out of water. Wouldn't it? Pull the plug off. Turn the shutoff on. Act like you're going for a drink. Turn that old faucet on. See if it won't come out. You say, preacher, I ain't no shouter. You don't have to be a shouter. I'm not talking about, my friend, just getting beside yourself. I'm just talking about take the cap off, let the water flow. See what happens, my friend. You might be surprised. It's a bubbling. It's a bubbling. It's a bubbling in my soul. Huh? Yeah, I'm singing. I'm shouting. Did you hear that? Listen. Listen, you ain't going to get this, my friend, unless you, thank God, get the cap off of it. Woo! Glory! Glory! Hallelujah! Glory to God! Let's get the cap off of it. It's a bubbling. It's a bubbling. Come get a verse song. It's a bubbling in my soul. I wished I knowed it, I'd sing it.